In other words, if you say, if a person was showing somebody an apartment, and they said, okay, we're going to open it, I want to show you this bedroom. And on the back of the bedroom door is a curtain. So you wouldn't say, I'm going to open up the curtain, I'm going to open up the door. The curtain is an accident of the door. The door is the real separating entity between the one room and another. So over here, if the amatraxin is the mavdil, so the Gemara shouldn't have said that they pulled the parochas, because the parochas is incidental. The real mavdil is the door. They should have said they opened the door.
Right. The Pesach, the amatraxin was open.
That's right. That's what they should have said. So that takes care of Bernie's cash. The only thing is, what do you do with the Gemara's answer?
The what?
The Gemara says that it's
Parochas
to Bavi. So what does that mean?
Maybe they want to
still doesn't answer the question.
Still just Alan Traxon.
Still just Alan Traxon.
Maybe they want to help me in the one. Like, well, this is McGon on the hand as a parochas. They didn't assume that it meant that you would make an opening. They assumed that it meant that you remove the separation. So then the Gemara's question would make sense, because if it's talking about bias rishon, it's not moving the separation. You're only opening up a small opening within the amatraxin. If it's talking about bias sheni, then you're moving the separation, but you're not going to see the kluvim. There was, maybe they understood the term paroches as being parochas amavdil. That's just the way the Gemara originally understood it. The answer is that no, we're not talking about a parochas amavdil over here, we're talking about a different type of parochas. In other words, when you say that they removed the regala in the parochas so they could see the kluvim in the parochas, what does that mean? Does that mean they created a place where they could see through? Okay? One way of understanding it. It was just a practical initiative so that they could see into the kosher kosher to see the kruv. That's what I understand. The way I understand is that typically the separation between these two that prevents being able to see into the kosher, that's its function, separates between the two. What the Gemara originally thought is what it meant is that you're mabatal the separation so everybody could see in. So then the Gemara had a kosher. The Gemara's kosher is that, how is that possible? If you're talking about bias rishon, you're not removing the separation. All you're doing is you're creating a small opening. But if you're talking about bias sheni, it's true, you could remove the separation, but you can't see anything inside. It's not there. So the Gemara says, really? So the Gemara gives the answer of parochas debavi. What the Gemara is saying is that no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you're moving the separation. It means you're just practically addressing the issue of being able to be through mistako inside the kosher kedushin to the kruvim.
Isn't the way that Grizz answering that problem, he's saying that the parochas debavi of the heichal really had a din mechitza? According to the Rambam.
Well, that's the Rambam.
Right. Isn't that like what he's saying? The Gemara's answering parochas debavi.
Well, first he tries to answer without the Rambam.
With Mirashi.
Right.
Right. Sorry. Right. Okay. That's true. I mean, according to Rashi, they were just for tznius.
Yes, he says ulam harambam. So it wasn't just for tznius.
Yeah, he wants to. I don't understand how he ever. That's a separate issue. I don't understand how he ever explains that Rambam.
Well, according to the Rambam, that Gemara is holding that the parochas also wasn't in the mechitza, and it's proving it from the ones in the heichal.
Yeah, so then what does he do with the kasha from Baba Basra? You can't have all that's half and half.
I don't know.
Yeah, he started off, making the point that it's got to be one or the other.
I know, but he knows it. Right? He says it.
But yeah, it's by the same paragraph.
That's how he ends it. Right.
No, the beginning of the paragraph, on the top of the second column, he says, Mashmi said, Havadai, the Ikarudim Shah Parochas Amr B'Torah, lo hayinoi b'mikdash mishum b'din parochas ne'emar rak b'makon she'a parochas yimakitzasel k'mivu olabab b'vasar daf gimel g'miri ikul b'binyan ikul b'parochas ikul b'binyan mikdash ikul b'parochas mishkan hare yikr din ha'parochas who she hiti ha mechitza ben ha kodesh ben kodesh ha kodashim v'bayis rishon v'havya amat troxin v'haysa mechitza shelo b'binyin memela v'leka din shel parochas klal.
Right.
Okay, good. Bottom of the paragraph. Okay.
Now it says
v'ula maram perik dal mihochas besa b'chira halacha bet kasav ezel shono.
Well,
something's missing here. I just don't understand how he reconciles those two ideas.
Right, yeah, I bother you too.
The funny thing is, he always asks the wrong question. I never understand what he says there, because they include the two curtains that replaced the amatroxin. It drives me crazy every time he says that.
Oh, the other seven?
Those 13, two of them, they argue that and said, look at the rock also. Everybody says the same thing.
A lot.
That those 13 include the two that were the replacement for the amatroxin.
Correct. The Rashi learns all 13 at Sius. The Ram learns only the seven on the Gates of the Azar at Sius.
Yeah, but his question is that how can you make a comparison between the two? How can you make a comparison between the two that replaced the amatroxin and the Bave? Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're included in the Bavi. The Bavi is a general term. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're only in Sius.
It refers to all 13.
It refers to all 13.
Right. I mean, how do you include those in one name?
But they're practically they are. So when you ask, how can, you know.
Right. It refers to all of them. They're not all the same, right?
He's saying he's saying that the one in front, the one that was in the amatroxin, right, is like the mechitza d'bavi, right? What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. The mechitza d'bavi include the two that separated, that replaced the amatroxin.
Right, and includes the ones in the heich also.
Yeah.
Right. That's the geiker proof, according to him.
Also, he deals a lot on this point later on, where he says that the parochas, when Rambam talks about parochas of the Hechel, it doesn't just mean the ones that replace the amatroxin. I don't think that's here.
That's a little forced, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a strong proof of that.
It's not a strong proof.
I mean, I looked at his sources. It's not compelling.
It's not an idea. Is
that what?
He says later on, when the Rambam talks about
Press your mute button.
There's a way to mute it. Everybody know there's a way to mute it from our side.
Kind of code, right?
Yeah, star something.
Google.
I get Sammy. Sammy knows.
You don't hear anything.
Please press 1 to mute or unmute yourself. 6, you are now muted.
That's
smooth.
That's
smooth.
They can hear you.
Press 1, Rick.
You don't hear them now either.
Please press 1 to mute or unmute yourself. You are now unmuted.
Why did it say
mute?
Yeah.
Well,
What's his right? Right, yes.
Okay, I'm asking Sam. Oh no. That question, just in isolation, is do you have that Gemara in Baal Basra, which says Gemiri, e kulahu revinyan, e kulahu betrohas?
Yeah, which means.
By Shane, he had a problem because the height was twice that in Bias Rishon. They had a thickness limitation on the kosel. Mm. Okay. So I think because they didn't want to intrude, so the thickness limitation was.
But wasn't that because of a suffix then in the two
there's two Gemaras. So in that Gemara I'm talking about the fact that there's a thickness limitation. So because of that thickness limitation, there's a principle that the wall can only be 30 amos high, or it will pop it. So how could they solve that problem? So they used curtains instead, right? But the Gemara asks the question, what's the problem? Make it 30 amos high, and then complete the gap between the top of the kosel and the roof with a curtain. So the Gemara says, no, can't do that. It's got to be either kula, you know, parochus, or kula kosel.
Right.
Kula begin.
Right.
I think
that's the Gemara Bavas.
Right.
I look at it briefly.
So according to the Rambam,
the big problem is what is the Gemara answering? That it was a parochus
and
sneis.
Well, it's not really answering that according to the Rambam.
Right, but until it brings the Rambam in.
I'm just waiting to add his Gemara Rashi?
Yeah.
You mean when he thinks it makes sense?
Yes.
So isn't it saying that when the Brisa says parochas, it doesn't mean the real halachic parochas, it just means...
I mean, the only way I could learn it is, like I said before, that the question was, how could you say parochas if the parochas is not the mavdil, so you should speak about the mavdil. So it should have said the amatraxon. They opened the door for the amatraxon.
Please put on your mute.
Somebody has to put on their mute there. So the thing is that that it should have said they opened the amatraxon, because that's the mavdil.
Okay.
So the Gemara answers, and this is the best I can make of it, the Gemara answers, the amatraxon had the door open already. And it's just talking about the mechitza, the parochus behind the door, that was there for tznius.
Was there a door to the amatraxon, like a separate physical door? Or
was
yeah, it just
door.
An open?
Yeah, I thought it was a door.
Where was it?
Yeah, it was a door.
In the amatraxon?
No.
I didn't see it anywhere.
No, I thought it was just
well, how'd they get in?
Excuse me?
How'd they...
No, there's an opening.
The parochus.
There's an opening.
With the parochus?
The door, there, like, right in the middle of the room.
So they can't...
Door. No, yeah, door. You mean an opening, Rabbi, or you mean, like, a door that closes an opening?
Yeah.
Which one?
Door closing up.
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe there's just a parochus in the opening. Was there necessarily another door?
No, but you can't use the combination.
Well...
Then you won't have a mavdil. Because you can't use a combination of parochus and...
But isn't the Ram hold that's exactly what happened?
What do you see?
The Ram holds that even in Bais Rishon... The Ram says that... He says in Perek Dal HaBeis... HaMikdash Rishon lo yis Hashem ela parochus echad bilvad.
Right.
Shem reviv dila parochus lachem.
That's good.
So you see that even in Bais Rishon where there's an amatraxon, that the parochus itself had been mechitza.
Right.
So you see that the din mechitza came about through a combination of the kosel and the parochas. It's almost like the parochas was the door for the opening and not matraxa.
Well, he's saying that the parochas was the mavdelis.
Right, but there was also a kosel, right? In the Bais Rishon, definitely Ram has that also. Did it just the mechitza came about through a combination of the two?
It's very hard.
Because the Gemara says ikulu binyan or kosel ikulu parochas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what bothers me. It's the same question I'm asking. It's like seems like that, according to the Rambam, it was a combination of the two, which is against the Gemara. It's either one or the other.
See, the Gemara is Vachem Daf Nun Hei. See that on the second page?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mugav Kino.
Right.
That's speaking about the doors, no?
Yeah, that's talking about the doors. That's not those doors.
The doors, the Heichal.
There were doors there.
One second.
Those are the doors that separate between the Heichal and the Ulam.
That's speaking about the doors where?
It's separated between the Heichal and the Ulam. Here. Yeah.
Give me pictures.
It means.
It's a reference to these doors. Right here. Between the Heichal and the Ulam.
Oh, you mean because it has to be.
Because it had to be the sheet, it had to be.
This door also.
I guess, yeah.
Oops.
Now we're good.
They had to do the shechita where?
Doors had to be included in the
Pesach.
I mean, because the shechita, you had to be able to see the shechita fruit from the Heichal?
We had to do Pesach on the so already too deep. I'm not joking.
So the sheet took place in the Hazara?
Yeah.
And the Ulam had to be open?
And, well, it's talking about the ones between, I guess, the ones between the Ulam and the Heichal, and the ones between the
Ulam and the Hazara.
Yeah.
So they were in a direct line of sight?
They didn't have to be in a direct line of sight.
And how can it be
possible? Because the entire Hazara is considered Pesach
HaOmoed.
The entire Hazara is considered Pesach
HaOmoed. The last six lines of the Gris, or the last six lines, where it explains like that to us?
Yeah.
He says Ulam near Pasha, right? To his answer of why it's like that part was the Mandelas, right? For Tosos,
yeah.
The Shani Peruch Hashakachi Kachem Iker Dinam Ki Din Nachitza, Bein B'Mishkan Bein B'Mikdash, Kamo HaKosel Shabinyan Yiri Kulu Binyan Kulu Peruchas.
I thought the animals were stored on the side over here.
So that's like the Rambam, no?
Maybe. Because
this is a shopper him of seeking a postal. Why are they possible? They're not here. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Tosus is talking about.
I didn't get that for you.
I couldn't find the Tosus.
This last paragraph was like so tortured I couldn't get through it. I need more time.
How does Rashi learn the Gemara, the plain Gemara then, and then Dalit with Parochas the Bavli?
How does Rashi learn?
Yes.
The Gemara starts off with
Rav
Ketina b'shasha yisrael olam regel v'gamim him as a paroches v'mayim him as a kruv v'shayim u'im zeh bazeh olam him u'ki baschem lifnei amakam u'ki baschem v'nekeha. Okay, so that's the beginning. And on that there is no rush. Yes, not much. Let's see. Rashi Sikruvin, Midubakim Zebazer, the Hobson, and the Hobkin Zebazer, the Zachar, the Chode gets in the table. The Uem, Lashon Diva. Okay, so then, let's see if I'm right. Says, so then the Gemara goes on with the whole question of the Baal HaKodesh, and it says like this, Baal HaKodesh, and it says like this. It says,
doesn't the Gemara ask right away?
The Mayas Kina, okay? So, Enim is Mikdash Rishon.
Right.
Mihavai Parokas. Elev Mikdash Shani, Mihavu Kruve. Okay? So
the Gemara is assuming that Mikdash Rishon there was no parochas.
So Rashi, but my askina, Hai Megalin lehen parochus umarlin as kruvim, mihav kruvim, v'salket pikasalket aite, v'kruvim shas ashlomo etzor aram mizeh mizeka amar. So the Gemara says, the old Mikdash Rishon. Umay parochas, parochas. The Bavi, the Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Shlosha Asar parochas. Hayu b'mikdash, Shiva keneged Shiva hashut shorim, Shtayim achas lepitzko shelheka, v'achas lepitzko shelula, Shtayim bedvir, v'shtayim kenegdan b'aliyah. Rashi. Okay. The Bavi, shekeneged apsachim. Pesach Lulam, Vehechal, Ubeis, Kotche, Hekdoshim. Shloshe Esrei Prochis Hai B'Mikdash Sheni, Shiva L'Shiva Sharei Hazara. Shtayim B'Dvir, B'Makom Amatraxi. Shtayim K'negan, Chut, L'Chutz, Bein Aliyas Hekdoshim, Aliyas Beis, Kotche, Hekdoshim. V'Chi Hekhi B'Mikdash Sheni, Hayu Prochos Keneged Psachim Akanami B'Mikdash Rishon. Should I keep going?
No. What's his answer?
What's whose answer? Well,
the Gemara asks there was no Parochas.
There was no Parochas. The Gemara says there was a Parochas in Bayis Rishon. That is like the parochas, the bave, the bayasheni, okay? That were keneged apsachim, pesach ulam, hecha, ubeitz kodesh hakadoshim. Ubeitz kodesh hakadoshim.
So now how do you
understand it?
And what?
I just don't understand what that means. She keneged apsachim, pesach ulam, hecha, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim.
That was written by Rishon.
He's saying that when it says the Bave, right, what does it mean, the Bave? So Rashi says, the Shekeneged Apsachim, Pesach Ulam, Vehechal, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, those are the two curtains that were the Mechitzas, no? Mm-hmm. So what the heck is he talking about?
By Bayasheni?
Is that by Bayasheni?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it say? He says Kihecha the Bayasheni.
Doesn't Bavi Rashi interpreting Bavi mean Shekinegel Psachim? Is that what
yes,
the word means?
That's what I thought.
Okay,
you want
to get this in the word. Shekinegel Psachim. Pesach Ula, the Hechal, Ubeis Kachek Dasha.
Okay. Good, right, now what does it say? So what's the answer to
that? Oh, I understand what he means. He means like this. He means you have to break up into two parts. It goes like this. It goes my parochas, parochas de bave. Okay? So it means the ones that were the Pesach of the Sharim. So he's talking about in Bayis Rishon.
Right.
He's talking about in Bayis Rishon.
Correct.
Okay? So Rashi says the bave, shekeneged psach and pesach ulam vehecha obeis kosh, that's what he means in Bayis Rishon. Now, later on, the next thing the Gemara says is that it says, the Amar of Zera, Amar Rav, Shlosh Yisar Parochas Hayu B'Mikdash. That's talking about Bayasheni, but he's only quoting that to, I don't know why. Right. Don't know why he's quoting. It's not a very helpful quote.
Let me see.
The Grizz try to say that's, he's quoting that, they quote that statement on Jim Arav to show that just like the Heichal had a din of really being Binyan, so too the Barovas and Kachi Kachin has a din of being part of the Binyan.
Say it again.
We'll just bring it down at the end. Okay. It's like Mark Subos.
Where he's the one of Subos is the one about the where they got the money from.
Yeah, exactly.
So over there he's trying to show that's another funny part because he wants to show that they were part of the Binyan, and he wants to prove that because he interprets he wants to say not only were the ones between the Kodesh Kodesh and Kodoshim, not only were they part of the Binyan, but also the ones for the Pesach,
right,
all for the Pesachim of the Heichal. And he wants to prove it because the Rambam, because the Lashon of the Rambam. But it's not, you know, I don't know, it's not very compelling. He's trying to prove his imperial design of clay. Imperial design of clay. Yes, just like they put up the type of in the whole show, not the whole deal.
I think the Grish tries to explain this Gemara at the end of the second last paragraph of why the Gemara brings in this Baruchus to Bavi from Rav to learn about the Baruchus and the Kachi Kachi.
Yeah.
See, he says that if you say that the Baruchus and the Heichal also have a dinner really being Tachas Abinyan, even though there were doors and they were like really redundant, they still have a din of Berak Abayas. It was really part of the Binyan of Mikdash. So too, the Parochas on the Kodesh Kodashim, even though it's redundant because you have the Amatraxin, it doesn't lose its din of being Masa. It still has like a luckily part of the Binyan. And you could, it really is still a Parochas. And that's why they can refer to it as a real Parochas, because it doesn't lose its status of being a Parochas because it's redundant.
What do you mean on the Shots and Mavdil?
Yeah, it's still the din of being Baruchas and Machitza, even though you have a wall there. You don't say you can't have two walls. You can't have a Baruchas and a Kosov, but rather Baruchas still is a Shem Baruchas. Just like the doors to Heichal have a din of being a Masa, and the doors to the Heichal, such that they should come from Berak Abayis, even though you have real doors for the Heichal. As opposed to Mishkan, where you didn't have real doors, you just had the Baruchas. So it's like learning from Bayis Shini.
What's the kasha? What's the teretz?
You can more saying in Bayis Rishon, what do you mean parochas? It wasn't a parochas. It was an amatraxin. You can more saying, yeah, by Bayis Shini, you have these doors to Heichal, real doors, and still you have a din parochas. It comes from the back of Bayis. So you see from Bayis Shini, just because you have doors doesn't make the parochas redundant and loses halachic.
Where do you get that at Rashi?
A Rashi or the Gris?
Rashi.
Rashi, I'll learn that drama.
No, I'm not learning. I'm not up to that.
You're asking Rashi.
Yeah. What's Pancha on the Gemara?
That's showing that there, just like in Bayis Shini, there was Parochas Debavi on all these doors. So too in Bayis Rishon, there were these Parochas Debavi. And that's what the Brisa must mean when it says they rolled up the Parochas. These things, these things. not a real parochus.
And on the Kachi Gerashim, it's not a real parochus either.
Right. From Rashi learns it's not. It's just
this. Right. So in these parochus, the Vavi means, apparently, that when they took them in, so they had to unroll the parochus by the ulam, and the parochus by the
Heichal,
and the parochus of Kachi Gerashim.
Right.
And they're all parochus the Vavi. That's what the Gemara seems to answer contrast. Because the Gemara first thought it was the parochus. So the Gemara says there was no parochus.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, parochus, the buffet. It means when they took them in, they had to open up the parochus, the three parochus on a next to the, with the, by the entrance of the Pesach.
Right.
Because every Pesach required a parochus.
Right.
That's why I think only going to Rashi.
Right.
Go ahead, say again.
In other words, the question was, the Gemara's question is, there was no parochus in Bayis Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, me did the havia parochus the buff. In Bayis Sheni, you have 13 parochuses. And they had, but they had three parochus connected to Pesachim. So the Rashi says, they were Rashi. It says, but my asking, I'm a galulan a parochus and me have a okay, yeah, fine. The bavi shekineged apsachem pesach ulam veheichal ubeis kachi kedashim. So it means those parochuses were not really mavdilos, but they were there. They had to be there. So when it says that they unrolled the parochus, that's what it means. It means they unrolled all the parochus, the bavi for them.
Right.
From the ulam, then they entered the ulam.
What was the Moras Havim?
What?
What was
the Moras Havim? It was the parochus.
Right, that's what it says.
So the Gemara says there was no parochus, hamavdelas. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean the parochus. It means all the parochus, the bavim, the parochus of the gates, in order to let them go in to the Kachi, to see the Kachi Gerashim.
Right.
That's a Rashi system, no?
Yeah,
so, and that's what Rashi like it says, the chiechi did make the sheni hoyu parochus. Can they get a psochem? How can I make this reason? Those are parochus. Can they get a psochem? So it wasn't a parochus on Maftalos. It was a parochus shel Pesach.
Is it the same function, Rabbi, in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni?
Is what?
Did the parochus, the Vavi, serve the same function in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? Because it seemed like in Bayis Sheni it was more Tznius.
According to Rashi?
Yeah.
No. Right? It's a different story.
Yeah, right. Why is that, though?
Because in Bayis Sheni, they were the only separation between the...
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
The ones in the Azara were just the ones in the... Gates of the Azara were just Tznius also.
Yeah, you're talking about the ones that separated. Right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the ones between the Kaddish and the Kaddish. Yeah.
Yeah, those are two.
They were Mavdilos in...
they were Mavdilos.
By Shane, you had both types. You had the real type.
Right, right. So that seems to be the pshat in the Gemara point of Rashi, that there's two types of parochas. One is like on the doors, but every Pesach required a parochas, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. They took them to the Pesachim and they had to pull the parochuses.
Now that was the vehicle through which they could see. That's why that's the right thing to say.
Right. Yeah. If you're talking about the parochas, so then you shouldn't talk about you should talk about the real mafsa, the amatraxim. So the Gemara answers, no, you're not talking about the parochas. You're talking about all the parochuses by the gates that they had to open for them in order to take them in.
Right.
And that's a Rashi. Right, Rashi.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So like that simple for Rashi, because you just...
Yeah, just
make a chilek between a real parochus and parochus of tznius, and he's asking Mars back and forth. According to the Rambam, there was a real parochus.
Right, there was a real parochus.
Right. What did Mar answer? What's it bring from Ralph? What does Ralph have to do with anything?
Right. What does Baruch's debuff have to do with anything?
Right. So that's what he answers at the very end.
Yeah.
Is that it's bringing a proof from the Vayasheni. Where you have an answer. I think is that you have Baruch's debuff by the Heichel, let's say. Right? And it still had a din of coming from Bedek Abayas and being really part of the din of Mikdash. Even though they were Dlossos there.
So they were Nezerapos.
Oh, so just because Amatraxon was a Bayas Rishon, and you don't need a Parochas as a Mechitza because you have one of the Kozel, still the Parochas is a din of Parochas. It doesn't lose its shame of being a real Parochas. And that's why the Bayas calls it a Parochas. It really was a real Parochas.
It was really a Mafsik. Mavdil.
Yeah.
No, he's not saying so.
Even the Bais Rishon was Mavdil.
No, he's saying it's a Masach. He says that you have by the Mishkan and when you have by the Mishkan that there's a Din Masach.
Yeah.
That when you want to say that in Bais Sheni, I'm sorry, when they built the base of Mikdash, forget about the Amatraxon. He's dealing with the one. He wants to say that even the one that was at the Pesach of the Heichal that also comes from Bedek Abayas.
That's
a skittish. Now he wants to say, how could that come from Bedek Abayas? Okay? So he wants to say, because it has a din, because it's the din of Masach that existed in the Mishkan, it also applies to the base of Mikdash. So therefore, this had a din Masach, part of the it's actually structural, and so therefore it could come from Bedek Abayas. So once he says that, so then he has no problem with the parochas on the.
Yeah, but that was more according to Ram. That was a parochas in Mavdil on the Ikar Adin Doraisa.
Yeah, that's a problem.
No, that's his answer. And he says that's the Ram was that parochas in the Kachikachim and the first bias is
what Mavdil.
Yeah, the parochas, but parochas is in Mavdil because I mikra the Vehendila. Right.
But how can that be a Mavdil? Wasn't the Amatrox in the Mavdil?
Yes, that's the problem we still haven't answered.
Oh, okay.
Ram openly says that. Bayis Rishon. The Ikar Adin from the Kraw, Parochas and Mavdil of Inkoshko Yvashim, you had them Bayis Rishon. Right?
Yes.
So the Gemara is bringing a Raya from the second bias. That's why I bring the Parochas to Bavi. Even though in the Heichal you don't really need a Masach, you have real doors.
What's the problem in the Gemara? According to the Rambam, the Parochas was a Mavdil, so what's the Gemara asking? We have a Parochas.
Oh, that's exactly like we said yesterday. That's the Habim Maskana of the Gemara. What do you mean Parochas? There's no Parochas. You have Amatraxon. It's redundant. It doesn't have a Shein Parochas.
So what's the Gemara's answer?
Our answer is you see from Bayesheni that just like on the doors of the Heichal, you have these Parochas and they have a Din Masach and come from back to Bayes, even though there's real physical doors, not just a curtain. And just because they're redundant functionally, they don't lose their shame of being Masach and Maisach Hoshev and all that stuff. Maserokim, right? So too in Bayis Rishon, even though the Parochas... Oh yeah.
Good.
So too in Bayis Rishon, even though the Parochas is redundant because you have Amatraxon as a Mavdil and Machitza, it doesn't lose its shame of being Machitza and a Parochas. It brings a Raya from Bayis Sheni that the Parochas in Bayis Rishon was a real Parochas.
And what's the Raya?
Because in Bayis Sheni, the door is the Heichal. You have real physical doors, right?
I mean, the Havmina was that it's not Mavdil.
Yeah, because redundant. It doesn't have it's not real parochas, not parochas and Mavdelis.
So how could you say that they opened
the parochas, not real parochas? The Gemara says, yeah, its function is redundant, but you see from Bayis Sheni that the doors of the Heichal were there, and still the parochas there has a real din halachic masach and is a real ikr din bias and spedek bias and shame masach maiseroke. So too in Bayis Rishon, even though you have amatraxon as a mechitza, you still have a parochas that's a din mechitza and parochas and Mavdelis. And that's why the Brisa says that.
That's pretty good.
That's what Chris said. That's his last paragraph. El the Tzarachim, you just bring down the Pasuk. Why you gotta bring in Rav, bring in a Pasuk. That's his only problem. So that's how he learns it. That's why he brings in Rav, to show you that it, just because it's function of Dundin doesn't mean it loses its din of being Parochas and Mavdila. That's how Rav learns the Gemara.
And how do you prove that?
You prove it from Bayis Sheni, from Rav's statement.
Where do you see that? Where do you see it? Because Rav's talking about... The Gemara says the Parochas de Bavi, that's not talking about Bayis Sheni, that's talking about Bayis Rishon.
The statement of Rav Zeir Marav, is a statement from Bayis Sheni, I think.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, but it's just trying to prove Parochas de Bavi.
Hmm. print, like that there are parochas.
That's there are parochas above.
He's not using that as a proof to go back to buy his.
Yeah, quote, can I just read the last part of the Griz before he gets to that last paragraph, the Tosis paragraph? Nobody understands. So just, he says, V'inei makin, yishayashvu ma'at divrei gemara.
Right.
Ha'da ma'isi me'ach derav, mi'parochas debav, yishal heichal, inyan parochas ha'kach ha'kachim.
Right.
Even the Be'emes, Gama Prochashal Hechel, Hayum Iker Adin Torah, Midin Masa, Chamur Betorah, the Shaper Kamaisi, the Kmode Chazim Mikdashini, the Aftaisa Sham Kosel Blasos, Mikom Makom, Gam Hamasa, Lo Nifka Dino, Vaitzarch Yos Sham Gam Masach Negra Pesach, Hachanaim Mikdash Risham, the Parochas de Kavase, Amikom Makom, the Gemara Dain Tulin, the Lamalo Hitzrachin Lazeva, Lo Mikramalu, the Rayamim, the Parochas Mikdash Risham, Koshkisav Namal. But it's bringing a raya from Rav Steen by Bashini by the Heichal to show you that it's totally redundant, but still is an ikur din masach. The raya, you need a masach there, even in
even though the masach is considered like a pesach pasuach.
Yes, pesach pasuach, and you have real doors. Marz anybody that this shouldn't even it doesn't even matter the door being open and closed goes by the real doors. Still, yes. There's a halacha of a masach.
You need a halacha of a masach hotznius. Is halacha in the binyan itself.
Right. And then, right.
But the binyan requires.
Right.
A masach tznius.
And not just practically for tznius, but it's like built into the binyan, like a binyan. Part of the construction plans is. Well, it's more than just a kodachsav. If you see it's the ikur din Torah of the krav by the Mishkan.
Yes.
Just like by the Mishkan, you have a masach, so too the mikdash needs this masach.
And the Masach is definitely considered Pesach Pasuach.
By the Mishkan it was.
By the Mishkan it was.
Right. Who Atzmoin and Asel Pesach Pasuach.
Right. So, but nevertheless, even though it's not a Mavdil, it doesn't function, but still in all, what is it?
It's a Masach. It's a Dereisa Masach.
So, in other words, the fact that it's there for Tznius doesn't take away from the fact that it has to be there.
Rabbi, is it there for Tznius in the Mishkan? Is Masach the same as Tznius? What is masach? Protecting inside? Is masach, yeah. Isn't there maybe like three things? There's mavdila, there's masach, and there's tznius. Tznius means you should be
masach do.
It protects a person from, it protects the thing inside from flying objects.
Oh.
That's not bad. Tznius means you can't see. But masach means it protects it.
Protects.
They're covered. Isn't like they put the profus on the.
Okay, so therefore what?
So you still need a masach on the heichal, even though you have doors. A masach of a parochas.
Protect it.
Protect it through a curtain. Maiserokin. It's got, like, that's part of the tzuras of mikdash. So there's a masach of parochas, maiserokin. Even the mikdash. Not just the mishkan, mikdash itself, even though you have doors. So to him by his rishon, even though you have the amatraxin in the kodesh kodashim. You yeah. Still need a paroches, which is a mavdil, machitza. Even though it's lechora redundant, because you have a machitza bekosel, still there's a shame machitza, maisa choshev, paroches and
mavdil. What do you need it for?
I don't know. You don't need it. You don't need it. Daraisi, it's part of the tzuras of Mishkan, tzuras of Mikdash. The din of the Mishkan, the din of Mikdash, that's how you
know it's mavdil.
The Rambam says it. That's a mavdil. In kosher kosher dashim.
How do we do that, Rambam?
Yeah,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
Just
we
the
grids, according to the Rambam? Yeah. Let me read the Rambam itself. The bias Rishon, Hayakosel Mavdil, Ben Kodesh, Ben Kodesh Agadasha. Ovav Amma. Kivan Shabanu Habayashini, Nistapek Laham, Im Ove Akosel Haya Mibidas Akadesh, or Mibidas Kodesh Agadashim, Lefikach Asu Kodesh Agadashim, Ovav Esrim Amma. Tamimos, the Asu Kosh are Vasu Akosh are Boyim Amma Tamimos, Veniku Amma Yisera, Bain Akosh, Bain Kosh Akadashim, the Lok Banu Kosel of Bayashem, Ela Asu Shte Porochos, Achas Mitzad Kosh Akadashim, the Achas Mitzad Hakodesh, Beneam Amma, Keneget Ove Akosel, Shahaya Barisha. About the mikdash rishon la'yasham ela paroches achas bilvad shenemar vivdila paroches lachem. What does he mean by that? Well, he talks about the paroches and bayis rishon. What's he talking about?
There's one curtain, They had a din of being a mavdil doraisa, being kosher kosher.
The bias rishon hayat koso mavdil ben kosher.
And there's a paroches that was also mavdil.
I don't think it's what it means.
Oh, why? Because it's redundant. You'll tell me it's redundant. Therefore, doesn't have a shame paroches and mavdil. It's lechitza.
I don't think that's what
you
mean.
That's what you'll say, right? That's what you'll say. No, I'll prove it from bias sheni. That's exactly the gemara. I'll prove it from bias sheni.
Listen, if you're right, okay, then the Rambam's lashon doesn't make any sense. You should say. He's talking about Bayish Deni. Ela asu shte parochos, achas mitzad kodesh hakadoshim, achas mitzad kodesh. V'neim amar kineged ove akoso shehaya barishon. Aval mikdash rishon lo hayisham ela kosel. What does it mean? Lo hayisham ela parochos.
There were two parochos. There was one.
But that,
why is there one? Because there's a derais exerce kosel. You need a parochos.
Why would you compare? Okay, the parochas and the bias sheni, which were right. Why would they compare those to the parochas and the bias rishon? Okay, they're not. You're comparing apples to oranges.
No. He's saying the Rambam's saying that there's exer sakasa that the mikdash mishkan always needs a parochas because of the suffix of where the amatraxin is. They made the one parochas the rice into two because now you have to separate them by an amma because you don't know where the parochas goes.
What was the purpose of that parochas?
It's the Xeris Akosim. It's part of the Binyan Mikdash.
It's part of the Binyan. It's what separates.
So therefore, in Bayashini, you have to have two, because you don't know where it goes. There's an Am in between.
And what replaced that in the first Bayis?
There's nothing replaced it. There was that Parochus in the first Bayis. Even though there was a Kosa, it's Mafsik.
There's a difference. Are you saying that the Parochus and the Bayashini are actually serving the same purpose?
Yeah, the Xeris Akosim of Vaisal Ham Parochus Lav, the Hamavdila being the Hadila, Parochas being Kosh, being Kosh Gdashim. They're both serving the exact same purpose, exerce a custom.
Yeah, why does he start by saying that the Kosa was the Mavdil?
Yes.
No, because now you don't know. Exactly. No, now you don't know where the Parochas goes. Now you don't know where the Parochas and Bayis Rishon went.
No, but he shouldn't have said there was a Kosa that was Mavdil. He said the Kosa that was there, but there was a Parochas on it that was Mavdil.
He's trying to explain why you have two Parochas, not just one.
That's right.
In Bayis Rishon, you only need one. Bayis Sheni, you need two because you have the suffix of this Amalekness. Right. That's what he's trying to explain.
But he's asking.
But either way, you see there's a din parochas in both.
Well, that's true, but you don't need to say that the kosel was the mavdil, though. To get those facts, you don't need to say the kosel
with the parochas, if you want
to. And then just say you don't know which side the parochas was on.
Maybe. If you know, I don't know.
It's not very cumbersome.
But the reality is, according to the Rambam, is even though the amatraxon was mavdil, the parochas in Bayashishan had a din of the hevdila.
Where does he get that from if he says that mavdil was the kosel?
Right, you argue since it's redundant, there shouldn't have a din of being a mavdil.
You don't need
it. Parochas. That's exactly the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers from bringing a raya from Bayashini from the Dloss of Heichel. But you still need to give a svara. It sounds crazy.
The Dloss of Heichel doesn't. This is a different problem because you have a mavdil already.
Right.
So why do you need a mavdil al gabe mavdil?
Why you need a masach al gabe masach?
No, Masach is a different story.
You have doors. The Heichel closed the doors. The Mishkan didn't have doors.
So you said it protects it.
But the doors protect it. That's what doors do.
Okay, so what do you need it for?
I don't know, because it's exerce a custom that part of the Tzuris Mikdash is Maisa Rokim Parochas over here. There's a Masach and Maisa Choshe. You have to explain it, Rabbi. Why?
Well, he always thinks everything is exerce a custom.
I know, that, but I'm saying that's what needs as far as the Gemara's Maskan, that even though it functions redundant.
The Grizz is learning.
You know,
that is definitely the Parochas was to be Mavdil also. When he's learning it, but that's why the Rambam.
Rashi and the Chumash,
even though it's redundant, still have an extreme. We have to explain that.
The term parochas is introduced for the first time.
But isn't that we have to explain? The Grizz never gives you enough. Right? You still have to explain what's the Maskan of the Gemara.
He gave me too much.
Well, what's the Maskan of the Gemara? Is you have this, just a sheet of Sarambam, you have this Mavdil Vekoso. How could the Parochas also have a din of the Mavdil?
Okay.
And the same thing by the Heichel.
Yeah, isn't that against the Gemara and Barbasa?
Yeah, isn't it against the Gemara and Barbasa? Ikulo Koso, Ikulo Parochas? Is it against that open from our. Right? That's the question.
And what's the answer to this?
That's Rebbe, that's your.
when he wants to explain what Masach is, he says Lashon Magen.
Oh, he does say that?
Again, yeah. Who says that? Rashi?
No, it's Mugain?
Mugain,
yeah.
Mugain, it protects. That's different than Sneas.
Protection.
That's not just Sneas.
No. And which?
Vilon Jumasa Kenegata Pesa. Kamo, you take the pasuk from Eov, Aleph, pasuk Yud.
And Tzchach is Mugain from the Sun.
The Shachach Tzchado.
So in other words, it's like a what do you have today? And you have windows, and then they put these
screens.
Oh, yeah, like
shutters.
No, not shutters. They,
the bars or whatever.
No, they like they cover the windows with these. They're made out of fabric. What do they call that?
Not curtains.
Not curtains, no. It stands what? Out over to prevent the sun from coming in.
Oh, like an awning?
Awning, that's what I mean.
To protect it from the sun or something.
Yeah.
Like the schach of a sukkah protects from the sun.
Right.
That's what they learn out the word schach from, no? From the Sichich Al-Aram.
Right.
And the Rav Yoshia is three or three, right?
Right.
Or something. They learn out the din schach of sukkah from the schach of the Parochus is din right. Masa. Oh, that could be vertical. That the finals of a din of schach. And the fact that the parochus is called a masa, and it protected the army when it was vertical. So that's what Yoshi knows, that the fanos of it didn't schach.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He learns it from the army parochus. It's protection from the sun. You can get a vertical wall can be a protection also.
Yes, that's why he had to make out of dalton.
Yeah, do the character. Yeah, because he holds that the schach as the fanos from the army. Right.
All right.
Do you think that's like the main story that has to be explained here is how can that be the Ram Shita in general? And how could you say there's an Amatraxin that's Mavdila and there's a din of a parochas and Mavdila in Kosh Kosh Zasha? How can both those coexist?
Let me see the Ram.
So he never says the parochas. Like he doesn't say straight out the parochas.
Do we have Kafach sort of thing?
It's right here.
Oh, really? Yeah, let me see this.
Is it base of a Chira?
It's yeah, basically Dalit Beis. Good.
It's like he only quotes the Hedila Parochas, but he doesn't say the Parochas is Mavdil, Shinamar.
But he yeah. quotes the Xeris Akasov. He's saying it's the Dol Reis of Parochas.
Right. I mean, that's why the
if you say Parochas Dol Reis is a Mechitza, so then what is
right.
it?
Right, and that's why the Grizz is saying that it's a Mavdil.
That's the whole problem.
That didn't.
But that's the Hamanus Kana Gemara. It's a crazy idea.
Right, that's the way. Right.
How can you have both? But that's the Gemara's an answer. It just proves that that's the case. From the Hichli, you see the same exact thing.
Right, it's a different way of looking at the Pshat. It's totally.
Well?
It's a very different way of looking at the Pshat and the Gemara.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Mashiach from the Rashi.
No, the Rashi's not learning that one. What kind of idea is that?
Why did they have Amatraxin to be on? What was it doing that?
Basically, it's just permanent. It's not a Mishkan. It's not traveling. A little. You make a permanent wall in the Mishkan.
Yeah, but was that Torah Shabbat Pet? I mean, the Pasuk doesn't say anything.
Gemiri. Gemiri. Half a Mishkan Sina, right? Is that what it's saying? Gemiri, Ikulu, Binyan, Ikulu, Parochas. Right?
What's someone saying?
Rav used to say that that's why one calls it Brokos Basin Field. Because it has a specific place. Even when they were in Shila, what they do is
he has an interesting shot.
And they have a Kapah.
I didn't think it's the problem.
He says, when the Rambam says, Avo b'miktash rishon, lo hoyasham el parochas achas, he says, nira de la mishkin kari miktash rishon. The ilur bias rishon, lo hoyim parochas alakosim.
It's open pasuk de v'yamim, isn't it? Isn't the open pasuk de v'yamim there was a parochas?
Right.
Because he's learning the Kavos and the Gemara like Rashi.
Yes.
The Gemara says there was no purpose, just purpose to Bavi. How can he bring the Doraisa Pasuk to tell you about the
Yeah, right.
But the Grizz learned it
Bias. Somebody had to move the side during the Bias Rishon.
That's a terrible. He calls the Ram calls Mikdash Rishon the Mishkan. That's crazy. He says Mikdash Rishon.
Well, he does. In the beginning, he says Bias Rishon,
mm-hmm.
and then he changes to Mikdash Rishon. Does the Kabbalah have the same gear? Beginning
the Marak says, and he quotes the Marak, the Mikdash Rishon, I ain't Moron.
Moron is definitely gross.
The Mishkan Kari Mikdash Rishon.
Now you appreciate the grizz more.
Well, these are the questions to the problem.
Kari Le Mishkan Mikdash.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, the Gemara in Yuma says, Omar Kura, Devivdila Parochas Lachem Vrabban Namri Lach Hanamil of Mishkin, of Mikdashini, Kivnav Alam Atraxin, Adkan. Oh, where's that at?
Mikdashini?
Yuma Daphnan Aleph.
Okay.
That would make the sheni. That was a
that would make bias rishon make the sheni. Amru akra. Devivdila parochas lachem. You got that pasuk?
Give me the find. How do you look at the more?
It's on min off on the days in Yuma.
Oh yeah.
Which what's he quoting about? What's he saying?
He says, "Rabbanan Amru Amrula Amrula Hanamila B'Mishkan."
Right.
Have a Mikdashini, Kivan Lohava Lama Traxon Adkan.
Mikdashini.
I thought Mikdash Rishon. Right, and then it says, "The Mikdash Rishon Hu Dehava."
And does Rashi say it means the Mishkan?
No, because the Gemara says, "Mishkan Hanamila B'Mishkan." Have a Mikdashini, Kivan Lohava Lama Traxon.
Not off of the days?
Yeah, the Mishnah right after the Mishnah.
Must mean Mikdash Rishon was Amatrax, not the Mikdash Shani. Bash is Amatrax and Kachnik Res Kosa Machisa, Shehisik Mikdash Rishon, Amikdash Shani, Shayagova Ama, Me'am Esher Ama, Basu, Fishado Haya Oveha El Ama, Inichola Amo Begova, Ama, the host of Oa. Meaning they're building it like 100 amos high or something.
Right, and they so can't do it because it's too thin. It's
wouldn't stand. So you have to use a curtain. Oh, that explains that. You can make it thicker because of a kovach sav.
Kovach sav.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you see this? The Zelashono. Pirush Mishnayos, Gamar Ben Pirush Mishnayos, Perik Dal Demidos, Kosov Zelshon, Vakoso Hamavdul Ben Ahecho Vakoche Kedoshim, Hu Hanikra Traxin, Vahoya Bo Pesach, Vaolav Parochas Achas.
Yeah, there you go. A real Parochas.
But it had to be a Pesach. I said it had to be a Pesach.
Pesach means opening, though.
An opening.
Right, but no door.
That I'm not sure.
You mean like physical doors, Lassos? It doesn't say lassos. I mean, you have an opening. So it's a combination, mechitza is a combination of curtain and wall, no?
V'hoye bo pesach, v'olov parochas achas. So that parochas has to be mavdil now, otherwise, unless you say you don't need a whole space.
Why can't there's a space? I mean, because somebody might keep saying there's a little bit of space.
If you say this, just a svar, a trisvar.
Yeah.
If you say there's like two types of mechitzos, there's a mechitza like the Great Wall of China, right?
Right.
And then there's a mechitza which has doors and openings in it. Like they both have a din mechitza. Just because there's a pesach and a mechitza doesn't mean it's not a mechitza. That's masa between two makomos.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a different idea of like a mechitza that's really with no doors, no openings. So can you say that like in terms of then that the parochas and bais rishon like on the like combines with the amatraxin to create like a full shem mechitza where it closes up that opening. Mm-hmm. But the Amatraxin on its own still like exists, but without the Parochas, Amatraxin does have a Shem Mechitza, because it's just an opening. You know what I mean? So it's like, even if you didn't have Parochas, you'd have Mechitza. But it's not like, but the Parochas is not like a totally, it's not like you're putting a Parochas on a wall. It's not like you're hanging up a curtain on a wall. But there's the idea of an opening. And like, it's a different Mechitza when you don't even have an opening. You don't even have like a doorway. There's no way to get in.
Right, so.
So I'm saying the Parochas does have a function. It changes the Amatraxin from being Mechitza with the Pesach to being.
See, I was thinking maybe it means like this. Because he brings down the Gemara later. The Gemara says that he ain't Ella li Pesach Pesuach.
Right.
In other words, what it means is like this. That, what?
The one on the Hechel was Pesach Pesuach.
Right.
But not the one on Kosh Gash.
Yeah, but I want to explain what it means by for Pesach Pesuach. It means that the Pesach Pesuach is a part of the Binyan. And the Pesach Pesuach requires an accident of a
Masach.
Of a what?
Masach.
Of a, yeah, of a Masach. In other words, that's a kiyum in the Binyan of Pesach Pesuach. So that's why the Gemara says, "Ahi lo havi elo le Pesach Pesuach." That was just there as an accident. The Mashmi of Pesach Pesuach. What?
That's
good. You mean by the Mishkan itself?
Yeah. No, by the.
So you mean by the Mishkan?
Yeah.
It's still an open door.
Yeah. In other words, that was for the structure of the opening.
Is the din of being a masach on the opening itself?
When you have a Pesach Pesuach, you need a masach.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you have doors, you still have, in the Bais Rishon or whatever, Heichal, you still have that parochas there. It's a din in the opening itself.
Right.
So too, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though you have a Amatraxon, but you have an opening. So you qualify that opening, and acts in the opening as the parochas Amavila.
Right.
The Parochas of Avdil is like an accent of the opening of the Amatraxon.
Right.
And I think Mar's bringing it right. There's like a din in the, an accent of the opening itself.
That's right. It's an accent of the opening. In other words, what would be lacking if you didn't have it, you'd be lacking the opening.
Of the Amatraxon itself.
Right.
I mean, by the Mishkan, you don't have that because the Mechitza, the Parochas itself was the Mechitza. Right, and Parochas itself was the only Mechitza.
Mm-hmm.
But in the base of Nikdash Rishon, the Amatraxon was the Mechitza.
Right, and you have the Amatraxon and a Pesach.
So now you have like a new.
And the Pesach required a Parochas. So the Gemara asks, could Vilon be a Mafsik? So the Gemara says, Hahi lo havi elo li Pesach Pesuach. In other words, how could you ask the question if a vilon could be a mafsik if the parochas that was part of the amatraxin was only there for the Pesach Pesuach? So
it's referring to the one by the Heichal.
Oh, it's referring to the one by the Heichal?
Yeah, in fact,
okay.
That's his...
Okay, good.
The other one's really a mavdil.
Doesn't matter.
But then he tried to distinguish. The one by the Heichal was just a Masa Pesach Pesuach.
Right.
But the one in the Kosh HaKadoshim was a really Mechitza Mavdalas, and it would be a Mavsik and a Poso.
I mean, that's Taisus there.
That's that last paragraph. That's what he's trying to show. That there's still a difference between those two parochas. The one by the Heichal is Pesach Pesuach, but the one by the Kosh HaKadoshim is really
functional.
Yeah, Parochas of Mavdalas. It really creates a din of a Mechitza.
See, I think he's trying to distinguish between something that is part of Kedushas Mikdash, like it's Mavdil, it's part of Kedushas Mikdash, and something that's part of the Din Binyan Mikdash. And the Din Binyan Mikdash doesn't have to be necessarily that it functions as a Mavdil. it doesn't have to be part of the functioning of the Kedushas Mikdash. It can be part of the functioning of the Binyan Mikdash.
So the Grizz posed that question from the Shita Mikubetzis on the Gemara in Zvachin.
Right.
And this question was, what's your answer? The question was, is the Vilam considered
associate?
So he says, the one answer, no, it's Pesach Asura, right? So that was the whole question. It's a good answer, because the Gemara is saying, no, the Vilam, it's just defining what the Vilam is. It's saying that the Vilam really is, as an institution, it's associated with Pesach Asura. So it's saying a Chiddush, it's not just,
Right.
Are you saying that the parochas and the kachya kachya, according to the Rambam, Bais Rishon, that function to be mavdil and create the kedusha of between kodesh and kodesh kedushim, that was function, that even though you have the amatrax and the parochas, they still function as far as kedushas and mikdash there? The Rambam uses the gzeiras hakasuv for that parochas in the Bais Rishon, even though you have the amatrax.
Well, maybe because the parochas itself is a kiyum in the binyan of the amatraxin.
Right.
So insofar as that's the case, it participates in being a mavdil.
Maybe it's an accent of the wall. It's like a wall with a curtain over its opening.
Right. Even though, the lush is not much.
It seems like a din in the wall itself.
Right.
That's why it's kula binyan or kula parochas.
And this would answer that question.
Right. And it's really a kosa, just a kosa.
It's really the kosa. But the parochas
like mashlim the kosel
is mashlim the Pesach.
Right.
So insofar as it's a component now of the whole structure, so it's a mavdil.
Right. The gzeiras hakasuv to be mashlim it with the parochas.
That's right.
By Shvishon, the parochas itself is in the pizza. And by Shini, it's a kosel, but needs a mashlim of the parochas to be a mavdil between the kosher and the kashim.
Exactly.
And the same thing in the Dwarf.
And that's why the Rambam says really the Kosel is the Mavdil.
That's very good. That's right.
Because it's really, that's really where the essence
good,
of the
good, good,
the
good,
the
good.
Mavdils.
That's very good. Okay, that's not bad for playing around with it. Is this the Brisker Rabbi?
It's his early writings. It's definitely.
It's early.
There's no question it's different.
Yeah. All right, good. It was enjoyable. All right, well, I think next time we'll go back to Gemara.
The funny tells us that wants to talk about what the term amatraxa means altogether.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is the Gemara in the Aleph on the days in Yuma.
Okay.
So, quotes Rashi, and he says that it's Gemara traxa. So, quotes Rashi, Perish Rashi, Panim Vachutz. Trak means panim v'chutz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, v'yesh mufarshim traksim miyash milashem troku goli shesogor hayu lifnim, amen. Aluchos shenitnu v'sinai. So it means an enclosure.
An enclosure.
An enclosure. It's not really, according to that, it's not really functioning as a machitza as much as that it's being marshaling the Kodesh by the Kodesh of Kodeshim by enclosing it. So
it's almost like the two is it the
Rambam says that it's
the Rambam says it's like the parochas itself had that those two dino. It's mavdo between the inside and outside, but it's also protecting the aron.
It's enclosure.
So that's, I guess, the question is which dino of the parochas they call it after.
Mm-hmm.
But Tosfos doesn't focus on the aron; he focuses on the luchos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sugar Hayal of Nimhemenu Haluchos Shinisna Basina.
That's what the Aaron was. It was a carry of the Luchos.
And
the
Sons
of Shaitis.
Awesome Shinisna Basina.
Right. You're right. That's
a. Okay, Rabbi.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
My pleasure. For 1 second, I forgot my.
Nice.
turn that off, no quarter.
I guess you turned it back on.